I'm joined on the sports line by Pittsburgh Penguins general manager Ray Shero. Our usual talk about this time of the year, the playoffs looming on the horizon, and they made a few moves at the trade deadline, getting Leopold, getting Ponikarovsky. You feel good about the makeup of the club as you move down the home stretch?
The makeup of the team is good. I mean, I think we have to play better hockey. There's no doubt about that. I think we have to play better attention to managing the hockey puck and give ourselves a better opportunity defensively. And other than that, I think offensively we've got a very good hockey team, and I think Leopold's been a really good fit on defense. And Ponikarovsky got off to a good start for us, and now is still trying to find his way a little bit. But he brings a big body, a top six forward, which we need, and looking forward to having a good finish here for us in a strong playoff.
You mentioned playing better hockey, and that's been, I think, a point of emphasis in the media with the coaching staff, with everybody coming down the stretch. And the scenario I keep hearing is it's a different game when you get into the playoffs, but it's really tough, and some of the players have addressed this, to turn on that switch. You've got to be playing your game a little bit better going into the playoffs, just not trying to turn it on.
Yeah, that's the... Everybody would love to, and I wish we were playing at the top of our game and playing 60 minutes of hockey, and that's not always the case. It doesn't seem to be the case right now, and we're having some real good games, some real stretches, some stretches where our focus doesn't seem to be there, and I wish, we had the facts to back up. We had a strong finish, it correlates to a strong playoff, and, I know I think it was Jersey won the cup 1 year, and they went 3-7 down the stretch, and but so, that's not how you want to win. We all know that. You want to be confident. You want to be playing well. But the good news is for our club, we have experience in the playoffs. We've won. And we've integrated a number of younger players in the lineup this year with more responsibility. So it's going to be up to them and to step up to the playoffs.
Talking with Penguin GM Ray Shero, and another key factor is hopefully you're going to be healthy going in. Knock on wood. Gotchard means so much on the power play. It's been obvious when he's been out. Malkin has been out a little bit. He seems to be coming back. That's a key factor as well.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, for any team, going to the playoffs, you want to get back to health and be as healthy as possible. Chris Kunitz is another guy that we missed, and I'm hoping he'll be back for the first game of the playoffs. And, Gotchard does a great job in the power play for us, and we need Gino back in his groove where he needs to be, and he seems to have that right now. He's been, but our power play in the last 35 games is going to be surprising for people, but it's clicking at about 22.5%, which puts us, probably put us in the top five in the league of all power play. So our power play has been much better the second half of the year. So that's good news for us. That's our likely to be in the top 10 all year. So our special team seems to be coming on well for us, and that, as we know, is going to be critical in the playoffs as well.
The goaltender is sort of like a quarterback in a pro city. They always are under the microscope a lot more than the other athletes, and that certainly is the case with Marc-Andre Fleury, who led you to a Stanley Cup last year. A lot of people feel that he hasn't played as well as he is capable of playing in recent stretches. But I'm talking to some of the other players, they're not concerned about the Fleury. They think he's going to be okay.
Yeah, I know there's a lot of teams going to the playoffs like that, and there's a goalie, I know that. So, we have every confidence in him. Pucks off to the playoffs, and has he had a 92.5, 96% season? Of course not. He hasn't. He's had some ups and downs, but he's a guy that has played 9 playoff rounds the last 3 years, and more than any other goaltender, and got us to the finals twice. Was a huge factor, in every playoff round. And I guess I'll take out the first year because of the team rolled that first year, but the last 2 years going to the finals, and of course winning last year. With Malkin winning the MVP last year, the Conn Smythe, the playoffs, Crosby certainly was a good fit for that too, but that's been right there as well. So it says a lot about him as a goaltender, and a guy that plays when it counts, and that's what we'll count on.
Recently, a lot of Chris Letang with a long-term deal, another one of those key young players that is your core, and that's been your plan. You've got a lot of guys locked up right now that have youth, experience, great players. You have to feel good about that core group.
Yeah, it's the core group, that's what people call it. I just call it, you try to find good hockey players, and Ryan Whitney was a good player, but he was traded, but they're all good players. You try to find them right for these players, they're all assets, and Chris is a young defenseman. He's only 22 years old, and you see he's got, made improvements this year. He's got a ways to go, but I was in Nashville for 8 years, and we developed a lot of good defensemen there that we drafted. And I look at a Ryan Suter and a Shea Weber and a Kevin Klein and guys like this, and they had their hiccups at like 21, 22, 23 years old, and it's taken them time to get to where they are. but at 24 years old, you know, they're really good defense in the league, and it does take time. And, you know, in Chris's case or Alex Goldowski's case, the young defense and patience, they don't have a lot of experience in the league yet, and they're young. And in Goldowski's case, you know, he's only really been his first full year. And so, you know, part of the plan moving forward is these guys are going to improve. That they're, you know, they're not, they haven't maxed out, which is good news for us and for them.
When you made that signing, a lot of people asked you about where that leaves.